This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everybody's looking for the magical fix, right? Everybody wants to go find the thing that could turn this around. And the latest one who has been circled six times over is Drake May. I feel like every single fan in Cleveland has Drake May circled as like, oh yes, you could just go get the magical quarterback and he'll come in here and fix it all. Like we pretend that like Drake May is this like cheat code, you know, in the same way that people pretend that Peyton Manning was a cheat code in different ways as well. And Fernando Mendoza is out there. A lot of people seem to be liking Fernando Mendoza. They think he's going to go 1-1, won the Heisman Trophy, and all of that in between. And I don't know, Anthony, do you see Fernando Mendoza? And do you see that idea of a quarterback? Is that the solution to all the Browns' woes? Just go get a quarterback in the draft, and everything will fix itself.
No, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I told you they're not a quarterback away from being a contender. They're probably, you know, an entire team away and then a quarterback away from being in contention. Like, you need five new offensive linemen, two wide receivers, you know, some more stuff, and then you can get your quarterback from being away.
So you're build everything around the quarterback and drop the quarterback in. Is that how you try to build?
So in theory, yeah, I am, because I don't love the idea of you drop a quarterback into a situation where, much like this situation that we're in right now, there's just zero chance to succeed because there's zero offensive line, there's nobody to throw to, and your one weapon on offense, Quinshon Judkins, is basically mitigated because the defense knows they can just stack the box and nobody up front is going to block. So in practice, yes, I am. I think what I've come around to this year is if they're going to end up at pick number two or three, or if they do end up getting to the number one overall pick, I know they have like a 20% chance right now to get it. I've just resigned myself to the fact they're probably just going to take Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore, whoever gets out of the pro day combine as the number one overall pick. I'm not sure how I feel about that yet, because you bring up Drake May and his first year. First, by the way, he didn't even start his first year. Jacoby Brissett was the starter his first year. Mm-hmm. And then once he started, he threw 15 touchdowns and 10 interceptions on
a
bad team. It was terrible. Then the Patriots go out and they get Joe Alt. I know Joe Alt's injured right now. They go get Stephon Diggs. They get him some players around him, and now all of a sudden he's an MVP candidate. So I don't know if that's the idea of if you have a blue chip guy, just go get him and you'll figure it out because you give him the longevity to figure it out and build the pieces around him. Or if you don't, you know, or you do need to wait until the rest of your roster is built and then drop a quarterback into it.
I have always thought the same thing of you should build your roster and then just drop the quarterback in. And it really hammered home. So I should probably tweet this out for people who want to read it. Had to have been 3 months ago. A writer for The Athletic, guy by the name of Zach Kiefer, put out a really interesting piece about, does a quarterback fail an organization or does an organization fail a quarterback? And the idea of building a foundation of what it takes for a quarterback to succeed before you bring that guy in. And he brings up the great example of Peyton Manning and how Peyton Manning had trained the Colts and the Colts equipment managers and all that stuff, that every day after practice, he wanted a bag of balls, a pitcher of water, except one of the big things of water. I can't think of what that's called right now. And a camera. Because after practice, he was going to run routes, and he wanted to have that filmed. And those guys were trained that at the end of practice, they had all of those things laid out for Peyton Manning to come in and do all these things. Then they brought in Andrew Luck. When Andrew Luck walked in, he did not need to go up to these guys to get a bag of balls, a giant thing of water, and a camera so that he can run routes and do all that stuff after practice and put in the extra work that was necessary with his receivers. Instead, it was there. Where Cam Ward tells the story of going into Tennessee and wanting to go, all right, I want to run reps after practice. Can I get some extra football so that I'm able to do that and run routes and get a better, you know, a better feel for the wide receivers and all that stuff? And they had to find the equipment manager. Then they had to find the right equipment manager with the key, only to then find out which closet had the footballs in, only to not have the water, like all of that stuff in between there, which is, again, what happens when you don't have a quarterback who has laid that foundation of what is expected of an entire organization, or an organization that has laid a foundation of what is expected of a quarterback, right? It's this kind of chicken or the egg type of situation that comes with it. And I wonder if the Cleveland Browns find themselves in a similar situation when it comes to Fernando Mendoza and when it's come to Shedeur Sanders and when it's come to the 40 some odd quarterbacks that have waltzed through the door, is that that foundation isn't set. And I wonder if Mike Vrabel coming into the Patriots had something to do with that. Okay, this is what we expect. This is what we do here. Josh McDaniels maybe helping that out as well, going, this is what I did with Tom Brady. This is what I expected. This is what I do here.
Yeah.
And so I look at this team and I look at the foundation and I wonder if that foundation has never truly been set for a quarterback to succeed, that maybe you do need to take that step back and you need to go, all right, I need a number one wide receiver. I need a left tackle. I need guards. Might need a right tackle as well. It wouldn't hurt if we brought in another safety, maybe. It wouldn't hurt if we maybe addressed the Miles Harden spot for corner. Okay. I don't know what Martin Emerson is going to be next year coming off an Achilles tear. I'm operating under the assumption that until I see JOK on the field, I don't think JOK is going to play for this team.
Agreed.
And by the way, his health first, more than anything else. I love that guy. I love him as a player, but I would rather have him walking among us than chance the fact of him being in a wheelchair with a neck injury.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's how I see this organization, and I don't think they're a quarterback away, and I don't think the magical quarterback is out there that could save this thing either.
I think what people need to understand is if they go draft Fernando Mendoza with this top pick, if that's what they decide to do, they decide, hey, Shedeur proved enough that he can be a spot starter in the league, but we're not going to bank this future of Super Bowl window number two as been like bandied about on Shedeur Sanders, and we'll go with Fernando Mendoza instead. What people need to understand is that this league is not built for rookie quarterbacks to succeed. Year one quarterbacks are not supposed to succeed.
Rookies are bad.
Look at what's going on in New England. Look at what's going on in Chicago. And even to a certain extent, I know Bryce Young's like not on the same level, but to a certain extent, look at what's going on with Carolina. They got new coaches and they were not good year one. You know, Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud having those types of years. Year one was an aberration. But Caleb Williams, Drake May, they didn't exactly look fantastic year one. But people were already calling Caleb Williams a bust.
But Caleb Williams is a fascinating one because the Bears went in and they invested in the offensive line when Ben Johnson showed up. They gave Joe Tooney. They made the trade for Joe Tooney. They signed a couple guys as well. Before then, they had drafted the same year Roma Dunze as they did Caleb Williams. And they had built up certain aspects of that defense, including making the Montez Sweat trade as well. And so you look at the Bears situation and they, while taking the first overall quarterback, there was some level of foundation that had been laid of talent at other positions, or at least talent that came in at the same time. And they actually had a, Ryan Poles had a vision and he followed that vision. Who's the GM of the Bears? And he followed that vision, and it seems to be working at this time because he also got the perfect coach to come in and help it. Now, that perfect coach who came in might be one of the most interesting coaching hires that we ever see in Ben Johnson, in that Ben Johnson picked and chose exactly where he wanted to go. He went back to the Lions after taking meetings with all of these teams and going, yeah, this isn't what I want. These aren't the guys I want. I can't come in and win with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, the Ben Johnson situation is one of the most fascinating situations we've ever seen in coaching in the NFL, because it was the first guy that I can remember who was unproven as a head coach, who was cherry picking who he wanted to talk to, and very much was like, no, that guy, that I can't succeed there. That's not what I want. Now the Bears, that's what I want. Because they had the quarterback, they had the offensive line, they had the vision, well, parts of the offensive line.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They had the vision, they had the receivers, and then they went and got Luther Burton to only help that thing out a little bit more.
So the fear is if you get to March, you get to April, and you go to Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry goes up to Kevin Stefanski and says, hey, we're going to go with Fernando Mendoza overall, first overall, and then we're going to get a wide receiver with the second first round pick and a lineman in the second round, or flip-flop the two, whatever. What is that like vision that Kevin Stefanski looks for? Like, because he's never been able to like really elevate a quarterback that we've seen other than Baker Mayfield, right? So
you could argue Flacco. Like, this is the funny thing with the Kevin Stefanski tenure, is that it went from Baker to Deshaun Watson to the wheels falling off completely, mm-hmm. to the craptacular that was the PJ Walker, Dorian Thompson Robinson. People screaming, I can't believe he's running this many reverses and trick plays and all of that stuff. And it was like, yeah, because he's trying to find a way to move the ball up the field at more than 3 yards a chunk because these quarterbacks can't do it. And then Joe Flacco came in and they threw everything out the window and decided to play carpe diem football. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are so many things along. It's part of the reason why I think Kevin Stefanski lost his way is it's just there's so many evolutions and duct tape and chewing gum along the way that now all of a sudden the car doesn't turn over.
So that's what I would like is a clean break from this. And then you get in a like I'm not going to scream like, where's my Ben Johnson? Because Ben Johnson is one of one.
Yeah.
But where is my coach? Where's my John Gruden or whatever name you want to throw out there of, hey, I want this vision. I believe in Fernando Mendoza. I believe that if you get him and then you fill out the rest of your draft with offensive line, wide receiver, safety, the other issues that you have on the team, I can win with this. And maybe it's not going to look pretty year one, but Fernando Mendoza's a pro style ready enough quarterback to where it's going to look competent. And I can build with him to where in 2027, he's going to have the same success that you're seeing out of Drake May and Caleb Williams.
So we're trying to figure out right now if the magic quarterback is sitting in the draft that could save the Browns, right? I want to believe that is the case. I just don't think that is the case. And the main reason is back to this piece that I read 3 months ago, and I'll get it out on Twitter, by Zach Kiefer, who was talking to a bunch of former quarterbacks about, does the quarterback fail the organization or does the organization fail the quarterback? Mm-hmm. And having that foundation there and how important it was to have a veteran quarterback who was in there that kind of showed everybody the ropes of this is what you need to do to succeed in this league. And I don't know if the Browns are in that spot. And I wonder if they need to also beef up everything around them and drop the quarterback in.
Do you believe that organizations fail a quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yes, I believe organizations fail quarterbacks more than quarterbacks fail organizations.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of examples of guys. I mean, like,
we'll point to Jamarcus Russell. We can all say, you know, that we could point to Johnny Manziel. We could point to, like there are guys along the way who do fall into that category.
Yeah.
But I think most of these quarterbacks who are coming in really, really want to succeed. They just need some level of guidance, and that guidance isn't there. Also, because if you're a quarterback and you're drafted, you're typically drafted onto a crummy team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially now that we're in the era of this, like, retread quarterback going to a new spot, like Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones before he got injured, you know, Baker Mayfield to a certain extent. Those is enough examples of, all right, if they were drafted to the right team, or if they were, you know, in a better situation, then they would have succeeded in their first spot.
We'll hit the phones for a little bit. 216-474-0092. I want to hear what you think on this, too. Are the Browns a quarterback away? Is it just that simple where you just get them? And I say it jokingly to put a smile on your face. I don't mean it, like, actually cruelly or anything like that by calling it the magical quarterback who could come in and fix everything. But, you know, it kind of has that Mary Poppins feel to it, you know, where my children are horrendous. We'll call Sherry Bobbins. She might be able to fix it. Are you a Simpsons watcher at all? Or am I over your head on that one?
No, more Family Guy.
Good gravy. We'll get you there. We'll get it fixed.
Get it fixed.
Gavin in Cleveland, welcome to the show, man. Hope you're well.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing real well, man.
So, you know, what I wanted to talk about today is, you know, I think Shedeur Sanders is a guy. I don't think we need to draft Mendoza.
Sell me on this.
You know, the real problem in Cleveland and with this organization is we don't have the weapons. We don't have the line. Look at our wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy. I mean, I think we got to stick out with a quarterback, see how he can do for a couple years, give him a full off season, and you know, let him show us what he's really got.
So that's an interesting point. So then do you make a coaching change as well?
I do. You got to fire Stefanski. He hasn't been good enough.
Okay. Do you have a guy in mind, or are you just like, the grass is greener and I really don't care who it is?
John Gruden. I mean, you see that way, the way that guy, you know, runs an offense, bring in Gruden, you know, and have Shedeur be under him, and you're really going to get some magic.
Do you concerned at all at the fact that John Gruden's been away from the sport for 4 years, 3 years, something like that?
I'm not concerned. No, not at all. Because you see this guy, he holds a podcast. He talks about football. He meets with all these young quarterbacks. You could tell he's got a mind for the game, and I really want to see what he can do, and no better place than Cleveland.
Appreciate the call, Gavin. Here's my problem with that.
Yeah.
Mike Tice has a podcast. Our buddy Mike Martz has a podcast. Like having a podcast and talking about football is a completely different animal than being inside of the building and seeing how evolved these defenses are and what they're trying to do to beat you and how you can counteract it.
To me, the idea of John Gruden is just on the same playing level as Bill Belichick coming here. They were good. And look, I really enjoyed listening to John Gruden break down everything. And like, his quarterback stuff. Like, I think a lot of people fell in love even further with Will Howard because of the John Gruden quarterback camp thing and just like how much of a dog he was.
Non-Baskins, right? That's what you're talking about, non-Andy Baskins?
What?
Because Andy was head over heels before.
Not yeah. Andy Baskin.
Okay. Right. We just got to clarify.
Yeah, yeah. Just the rest of everybody.
The rest of everyone else. Andy was, you know.
But like, guys, just because he has a cool, you have a little bit of nostalgia with him because you remember him on Monday Night Football and he has all the fun sound bites and Frank Caliendo does the impression of him. That doesn't mean that he's right now equipped to be an NFL head coach.
I'm with you as well. I'm not a Gruden guy either. Richie in Cleveland, welcome to the show, man.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Richie, how are you, bud?
Oh, man. Long time listener. Haven't called in a while, but I figure this is definitely a time to call in. Been suffering since the Mike Phipps era. That was another quarterback that we reached for that was going to save the franchise. How many times are we going to see reaching for a quarterback blowing up in our How many times are we going to see a quarterback blow up in our face? We got our guy with Shador, you know.
Oh, you're at Shador, okay.
Draft a wide receiver, draft the two most ferocious beasts of offensive linemen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You can get, because that offensive line, it's old. It's beat up, it's injured, you know, and do that. If they put those pieces around him, I think, and work with him. Give him a chance. If we think we need a quarterback the next year, then you can get another one next year. See how far this Fernando Mendoza guy goes in the playoff system. If he's blown out in the second round, I don't know if I'm ready to give up the farm for him. And they better draft for what they need. They better not fall into that mindset of, we're going to draft the best player available, regardless of if you're a successful franchise with multiple Super Bowl championships in your trophy case. Yeah, you can draft like that, but they better draft for what they need. And I would get the best receiver with my first pick, and with picks 2 and 3, get the two most ferocious beasts of an offensive lineman you can, and try and develop Shador, because I think he's worth developing, or, you know, you know, going with. So that's all I got, guys.
You're the man, Richie. Happy holidays to you and the family.
Thank you.
So, by the way, if you, and I'm not a huge, like, Shador fan. I really haven't been at any point. If you're calling in saying that we should draft the best offensive lineman and the best wide receiver in the draft, and we should build and let Shador get all 17 games next year, you're not going to get an argument from me. He's shown enough over these last couple of starts to where he's done enough to be a bridge quarterback that I can feel fine with. I don't know if he's to the level of franchise quarterback yet, but if you give him 17 games and you give him a good offensive line, you give him a wide receiver, why the hell not? Let's try it out. And if your quarterback is on a fifth round rookie salary, you are going to be able to build a successful team around that.
I want as much data on Shador Sanders as I can get. It is why I am going to sit back here and I'm going to continue to say the quarterback of the 2026 Cleveland Browns, I don't know if he's on the roster or in the draft.
Now,
I don't know if that's the case. And the reason that I put it that way is because I want three more games before I make that decision.
Right. Now, with that being said, if they end up at pick number one or two and they draft Fernando Mendoza, I'm not going to be upset.
No.
Like that's,
nor will I.
That, because that's just what you do if you're at that position exactly. With the quarterback, if you fall in love with the guy.
Well, it turns into the, and this is a bad example because I'm not saying Shador Sanders is a bust. Okay, so please, when I use this example, use this at face value and don't use this for any deeper meaning. When you find yourself at a position like the Arizona Cardinals did, where they drafted Josh Rosen and then 2 years, I think it was 2 years later, or 3 years later.
It was the next year?
Yeah, it was the next year. The next year they were in a position to draft Kyler and they took Kyler. Like, because they were just like, we're not going to be in the spot again and this guy is better than what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of how I feel with Mendoza. I think Mendoza is better than Shador Sanders, but I am not going to, let's say, I'm not going to trade up to go get it until I have all of the information from the rest of this season of what Shador Sanders can do. I am not anti-Shador. I am not pro-Shador. I want all the evidence.
I saw a really interesting tweet the other day that people calling for the Browns to not draft Fernando Mendoza in favor of Shador is a little bit sounding like the Bears shouldn't part ways with Justin Fields and get Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
That's sort of the same. And look, that might sound like an insult to some people. I get it. That's fine. That is sort of what it sounds like. Like, hey, we're going to bank on this fifth-round rookie to progress into a franchise quarterback instead of getting the surefire number one overall pick Heisman winner on the best team in college football.
Right. It's why I'm not going to – I'm listening to everyone. I'm not going to fight people. We're not standing on a hill and going nuts here because I want to hear everybody's arguments on it because maybe it'll sway mine. And mine will continue to be, give me all of the data. I want all the data, and then I will make that decision. Because I think that's the smartest place to be. And frankly, that's where I think the Browns are right now, too. I got a feeling they're scouting Fernando Mendoza. They're probably scouting Dante Moore. They're scouting Ty Simpson. They're scouting, you know, I bet you they've got a file for Nussmeier. They've got, you know, they might have a Drew Aller file as well. And we'll see what this looks like.
Well, they told you last year when they traded back, Andrew Berry said, we evaluate draft classes in 2 year stints.
Yeah.
He said that 2 year stint thing for a very specific reason, because at the time the quarterback class was tremendous and Fernando Mendoza wasn't at the top. It was Garrett Nussmeier, Drew Aller, Arch Manning, but he was in that quarterback class.
And I also don't think it's death if you decide we're going to roll it back with Shador and we're going to beef the offensive line, we're going to beef the wide receiver, and then let's see what this looks like, and then we can hop back in. If it all goes to squat, we can hop back into the conversation next year of quarterback. And if there's one man I love talking to about college football, he is the man, he's the myth, he is the legend. He is Tim May, and he joins us on the Fan Hotline. You can hear him on the Tim May Podcast with Clay Hall. Sir, I have to tell you now, I am sitting next to a man in Anthony Lant who is wearing an Ed Orgeron Christmas sweater that is an all-timer. I'm going to take a picture and send you this thing. You got to own this. This is right up your alley.
Football. Bill Burrow, greatest quarterback all time. Bill Burrow, couldn't have won without him. Had to beg him to come and beg him to stay. So, love Bill Burrow.
We coming. You got luck. We coming.
Football. That guy was a head coach at a lot of places.
That guy, he opened his mouth, man, just immediately was on one of those airboats on the bayou dodging alligators.
Oh, yeah. And then you think, you know, he was interim head coach at USC. You know what I mean? Are you kidding me?
Could
I mean, wow.
Could you imagine just these like blonde hair surfers coming up to Coach O and getting instructions from him and probably looking at him going, what?
But you know, here's the thing. Football players, for the most part, are football players, meaning I think most football players identified with him. I mean, because he's gutturally tough and, he knows how to schmooze, but he also knows how to tell you to your face, you know, you've got something on your face. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I've always found Ed Orgeron an interesting anomaly in the landscape of college football because he won a national championship too, by the way. And, I think a couple of programs might regret letting him go, but, it is what it is now. It's football history.
Tim, the sweatshirt is in LSU colors, but I got it because I'm a huge Northwestern State fan. Obviously, that's
where you go. Nacogdoches, Louisiana. Only few of us have ever been there. Have you been there?
No, never been to Louisiana.
Their big rival when I was living in East Texas was Stephen F. Austin State University, which it was in. You know, you just saw them play the other night in the FCS semifinals or quarterfinals, but they were in Nacogdoches, Texas, and Louisiana. Northwest Louisiana was in Nacogdoches, Louisiana, and they were only like 80 miles apart, but they had a big rivalry.
Tammy could have made those up, and I would believe it.
Because they're probably the only two colleges in hometowns that ended in O-C-H-E-S.
I was going to say Nacogdoches, home of Clint Dempsey, U.S. men's team striker. I knew that for a good period of time. These are the dumb things that are in my head, Tim. All right, let's get to some football. So tonight we've got Oklahoma taking on Alabama. John Mateer going up against Ty Simpson. What are you looking for in this game?
I'm just looking at two teams that are almost alike in the sense of they're equal but not equal parts. I mean, I like Alabama's offense right now better than Oklahoma's offense, but is Mateer with time off, is he going to be more like the Mateer we saw at the beginning of the year? That all rhymes. Give him some cheer. But and then defensively, you think Oklahoma's got the better defense. I think Alabama, we saw them against Georgia. I think their defense just kind of said, well, golly, if the offense isn't going to play, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? I think you saw that kind of evolve. But I think both these teams are mystery teams that you could look at them and go, wow, you know, they're pretty good, but they're still a year away is what I'm seeing there. So I think you're going to see – two teams kind of let it all hang out and see where it falls, because the winner gets to Indiana right in the Rose Bowl. So
yeah,
so that's a nice prize to luck into on a team that's still rebuilding. Is not the right term. Reloading may be the better term. So Ty Simpson, I got to see him play live this year. Once when my baby brother Tony, who's going to be 68 2 days after Christmas, we went to the Alabama at South Carolina game because I'd never been to a game at South Carolina. It was one Ohio State's second off week this week, and Ty Simpson left a lot to be desired, but so did Alabama's offensive line. And if you've seen, they've been had by decent defensive fronts. I think Oklahoma has a decent defensive front. Oklahoma's the host, so I would lean toward Oklahoma in this one.
Tim, there's been a lot of conversation this week about whether or not the Cinderella belongs in the college football playoff. Do you agree with that, that somebody like James Madison belongs in the college football playoff, or should they just stick with the Blue Bloods?
What's the best analogy I can come up with for that? I don't really have one, except, you know, when you buy a ticket on an airliner, and you're sitting in the back row economy, but once you bought the ticket, everybody agreed you belonged on the airplane. That's kind of what has happened here, and it's come home to roost. I mean, they're trying to appease, you know, the other six. I would call them the other six, as opposed to the Power Four. And you don't really have any complaint if you're even a major college football fan. You knew what the scenario was going into the year, just like a year ago. If A and B and C and D happened, this could happen. So I don't have any problem with it, but I see it going away almost in a heartbeat because too many people are butthurt, you know. A lot of people Well, a lot of people in the first class and business class get butthurt. Things happen, so that's what I see. But I don't have any problem with it. I see, Tulane got drilled by Ole Miss this year, right? But Tulane's actually played pretty good football this year. James Madison is the one you're really scratching your head about, because think about the legacy of Kurt Cignetti, man, both Indiana for the second straight year and the place he left, James Madison, are in the college football playoff. Are you kidding me? So, and then you look and you see Oregon's missing what? It's three of its top receivers going into this game. That could be very interesting.
The legend Tim May joining us on the Fan Hotline. Well, you brought up Tulane. I have had Tulane circled against Ole Miss throughout this entire thing because it feels like the coaching matchup here are two complete opposites of each other, in the fact that Lane Kiffin essentially just, said fare thee well and walked up the private plane and found himself out of there because he didn't even want to deal with first class anymore because he was too, slighted by the peons. And John Summerall then turning around and coaching this whole thing while still being the head coach of Florida, but still going, no. I'm finishing out this Tulane. I am committed to these kids. What do you make of that, bud?
Well, number one, what bowl game is Florida in? And number two, I make of it what you made of it. I mean, but all those Tulane players know that guy's leaving. You know what I mean? Bully for him. But he's abandoning them sooner rather than later. So I'm not sure that's not a push, because Ole Miss has got a coach who wants to be there. The guy who got elevated and their future looks bright, even with Lane Kiffin leaving. So I think the coaching aspect of it is a push, to be honest with you. So next question.
Tim, the University of Florida is in the Gasparilla Bowl, and how dare you not get excited for that?
That's why I said, what bowl game is Florida in? That's the thing I wanted you to clarify. So,
there was some intense Googling back here for that one. Trust me. I did not have that one in front of me.
Gasparilla. Go ahead now. That's my Spanish.
Tim,
Fernando Mendoza. Fernando
Tim.
Mendoza.
Fernando.
Fernando.
All right, Tim. So Miami and Texas A&M leading off the day tomorrow, and the winner takes on Ohio State. What should Ohio State fans be sort of focused in on in that matchup?
Well, it should be focused in on number one. It starts at noon our time, right? Or does it start at noon our time?
Noon.
It's 11 a.m. their time, right? It's focused in on getting up and not griping because it's not a night game. You know how Ohio State fans like to gripe when something's not at night. That would serve their best interest. Number two, I don't know why it's not the night game. It's the best matchup on the schedule. Do you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah, my guess would be the whole time zone issue with Oregon. It's a dumb reason, but I think it's the reason.
No, but you can play that. You can play that in the middle of the day. I mean, I was out there. The Ohio State game started at 3:30 Eastern time, 12:30 Oregon time. That's neither here nor there. I think that's the best matchup of the week, because it's really just like Alabama, Oklahoma. It's kind of hard to call on who's got the true advantage here, except that Texas A&M is playing at home, right? But the 12th man sometimes hasn't been enough for A&M down through the years. So I think when Ohio State's looking at it, probably a mixed bag. I imagine like Peyton Pierce, Ohio State backup linebacker, and Riley Pettijohn, for example, a backup linebacker, would rather play Texas A&M just to show you. You know what I mean? But who Ohio State would prefer, they offer different challenges. I think Texas A&M, both of those teams have really good, difference makers on their defensive line, especially pass rush. It'll be a little bit of a chore for their Ohio State offensive line for sure. But I think both of them can be thrown on if you give the quarterback time, meaning tomorrow morning, Central Daylight Time, or whatever it is, Central Time, Standard Time, or even on December the 31st in Jerry World. So I think Ohio State is looking at, they're going to play a pretty damn good team, just because I said it's the best game of the first four doesn't mean I think it's the best teams of the first four. Don't misconstrue that. But both of them can be thrown on, which number one is a plus for Ohio State, which should have Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate close to 100% as they've been in a while going into that game, and then ride them down from there.
It's going to be a blast, buddy. I'm looking forward to that one. Enjoy every bit of it. Hopefully we talk to you next week. If not, my friend, a very, very Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Hey, I have found through experience, y'all have my phone number. So, give me a call. We'll talk.
It happens every so often. Take care of yourself, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right. See you, fellas.
Thank you, Tim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.